Yes. Some beautiful tiny ruins before that, and of course it is time for That's the Spirit. Kia ora, Peter, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Matthew.
Good, good, good. Have you been going to the film festival? Is that your thing?
It is, but I haven't had a chance yet.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You've been, you know, the film festival is matters of this world, isn't it? There's still another week to go, but... I don't bring you on here to talk cinema, even though I'd love to. Wondering what we're speaking about today.
Well, I was fascinated to read the story behind the Cambodia Thai dispute, which seemed completely random in the way it was reported in our press.
And you're certainly not understood.
To find out, yeah, the centrally, it's all over, of all things, a series of Hindu temples.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is particularly strange because Cambodia and Thailand, neither of them is remotely Hindu.
Right.
And you can kind of wonder, what are the Hindus doing in the middle of this story? But the simple fact is that these temples are linked to Angkor Wat, that amazing complex of buildings that I long to go and see one day, in the middle of Cambodia. And they were the center of this vast Khmer empire, which built up from the 9th century. And so the Khmer empire was in fact a Hindu empire in which the rulers, and we know all their names, were in fact divine, because they were god kings.
Okay.
Who, in the best Hindu tradition, especially linked with Shiva, but there is also some Vishnu connections here as well. The strong sense that rulership comes, you know, according to the Vedas, is a gift of God. And the gods bestow this and give an extraordinary authority to those rulers. And that was how the kingdom spread enormously. I mean, it was in interesting times because the Khmer, there's some connection with Java because, you know, Java was also Hindu.
Right.
And so across Indonesia, the area which we today think of as partly Muslim and partly Buddhist, was originally Hindu.
Interesting.
And it stretched an enormous way. All we've got left of that in Indonesia, of course, is Bali, as the only Hindu outpost in the midst of now a very, very strongly Muslim Indonesia. The great Khmer Empire controlled Malaysia, Vietnam, Cambodia, parts of Thailand, and this was a route that took one would travel from Angkor Wat out to the edges of the kingdom.
Right.
And so the temples that are the centre of the dispute are to sort of hang on a cliff face, right at the edge of the ancient Khmer borders. And unfortunately, when the colonials took over Cambodia and Vietnam, they drew a map which was, of all the places to do it, they said that the mountain ridge would be the boundary between Siam, which was nominally independent, though under fairly strong British advice as well, and with Cambodia being under the French control.
Yeah.
And the French map, which was never accepted by Siam, as Thailand was called in those days.
Yeah.
So this map was produced in 1907, and it more or less placed, well, it was a bit ambiguous because it was along a mountain ridge. So in 1962, the International Court of Justice ruled that the temples, or at least the larger of the temples, fell within the Cambodian side. And this was disputed, but the territory effectively was handed over to Cambodia.
Right.
And the Thais have resented it ever since. And this is really quite strange when you think that this is primarily a Buddhist state. So then in February of this year, well, there was a further explosion in 2013 when the Cambodians went back to the International Court of Justice to get a ruling because they said the Thais were trying to grab the tourists. And the reason why they're trying to grab the tourists is because access from the Thai side is much, much easier than from the Cambodian side. And so the Thais, in order to point this out, drove all the Cambodian refugees that they had in there in Thailand at the time in 2013, I think it was, well, tens of thousands, and herded them up, pushed them up to the top of the hill, and left them there to jump over the edge into Cambodia, in which thousands died.
What?
Yes.
This was quite recently.
This is 12 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Then the next thing that happened was that this year, in the area that sort of demilitarized in order to allow access to the temples, a group of Cambodians got themselves filmed singing the Cambodian national anthem. And this caused outrage to the Thais.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in defense of their own nationhood, they then began to shoot. And eventually, in July, they shot a Cambodian soldier. And that led to the burst of the struggle again. In effect, Thailand does not recognize the borders that the International Court of Justice ruled were Cambodian. But how odd that it's all over a temple that is devoted to the divine kings, whom is utterly opposite to good Buddhist teaching.
Yeah.
It's very ironical.
Oh, it's so interesting. And I guess at heart it must be a land dispute. But it is weird that it's over land that sort of neither of them is used for something that neither country is really particularly known or cares for.
Yes, and it goes back to the notion that the Khmer Empire was, I suppose, centred on Cambodia, but I mean it ruled most of Malaysia, Vietnam, an extraordinary, and quite a bit of Thailand as well.
Mm.
And the Cambodians, I suppose, it's central to their identity that the Khmer Temple Empire was so significant.
Yeah.
Whereas for the Thais, they're pretty keen along all of those Cambodian and Chinese borders to gain really strong control, because there's a great pressures coming from numbers of, for example, across the Chinese border, there's quite a lot of trafficking of drugs and the like.
Right.
So there's a lot of military presence of the Thais, and they're a much stronger army than the Cambodians.
Right. But is the Thai army sort of being seen as the bullies in the situation, or is there not really any international agreements?
Depends on who you're talking
to. Yeah.
And reading accounts from both sides, and they're very difficult to reconcile. But in essence, they're just trading blows, and national pride is at stake on both sides.
I only asked that on account of the army being so much bigger. Not that I have an opinion on the matter, but it's
Also access is so much easier from the Thai side. You see,
right? Oh, it sounds. You know what? It sounds stressful. History is full of these, examples of people just sort of refusing to just get along, isn't it?
Precisely.
It's very weird.
And very often, history is very much at stake, because they have a sense that they draw on historical legends sometimes.
Yeah.
And when you're struggling for significance, you look back with pride to some moment in history when you were really significant.
It's true. Yep. All right. Well, as always, we say we will wait and see, don't we?
Okay, yes, we will. Well, you know, remember Mr. Trump has ruled on the matter, although the real...
what's his take?
He threatened them, of course, with tariffs on both sides.
Calm down or... Yeah.
But in fact, it was the Malaysian Prime Minister who intervened and negotiated between the two sides.
Well, let's not let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Yes, that's right.
All right. Well, thank you again for your time and your insight. We will speak to you again next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Pete. Yeah. But,